Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Saturday, June 12th, and it's National Peanut Butter Cookie Day.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. The Cobb School Board has banned the teaching of critical race theory and the 1619 Project in district schools. The Marietta City Council approved a $372 million budget that includes 3% raises for all staff and a slight tax decrease. The 8-week-long fight over whether to make portions of Lawrence Street and Washington Avenue one-way has been settled. Powder Springs has sold its city hall to a mixed-use developer. Lemon Street High School students reunited 55 years after graduation. And Dobbins Air Reserve Base Commander Brigadier General Craig McPike has been promoted to the rank of General Officer. Plus, we'll take a look around town with MDJ Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
The Cobb County School District will not use critical race theory or the New York Times' 1619 Project after a party line vote by its governing board. Board Chair Randy Scammahorn said he brought the resolution forward after Governor Brian Kemp and the Georgia Board of Education condemned critical race theory and after seeing some district employees claim on social media that they have used it in their schools.
It has been stated in a couple of places that this is not in our school system. Well, I beg to differ because on social media, some of our employees, a couple of them, have stated on social media that they will be using it. They are using it. So that was a concern also.
The board's 4 Republicans voted for the resolution, which stated Cobb County School District will not implement critical race theory, also called CRT, in our schools, not under that name nor any other name. Nor will we be using the 1619 Project in our schools, not under that name nor any other name. The board's 3 Democrats abstained from the vote. The Marietta City Council approved a $372 million budget that includes 3% raises for all staff and a slight tax decrease. The raises will go into effect at the start of fiscal year 2022, which begins July 1st. Marietta's general fund, the main operating fund of the city, which pays for normal operations such as police, fire, public works, parks, and recreation, is budgeted to receive and spend $63.28 million, an increase of 3.4% from the previous year's budget. The city also approved $1.1 million in annual tourism grants that had been applied for and reviewed during the budgeting process. Funding was awarded to several city-sponsored festivals, the Strand Theater, the Georgia Metro Dance Theater, Georgia Symphony Orchestra, the Marietta Cobb Museum of Art, the Marietta Museum of History, the Marietta Gone with the Wind Museum, and several other cultural and arts organizations. The 8-week-long fight over whether to make portions of Lawrence Street and Washington Avenue one-way was settled Wednesday night as the Marietta City Council voted to keep two-way traffic on the streets for the time being. The council had last September passed a plan to make Lawrence one-way going westbound and Washington one-way going eastbound between Fairground and Cole Streets. The council had also approved adding speed tables and driver feedback signs to the streets and will keep those measures. The council does plan, however, to review the matter a year from now to see if the other traffic calming measures have been effective. The recommendation on the agenda was to cancel the previously approved plan to make Lawrence and Washington one way. The city of Powder Springs announced that it has finalized the sale of 6.3 acres of downtown property to a mixed-use developer, including the parcel on which City Hall sits. Atlanta-based Novare Group purchased the land from the Powder Springs Downtown Development Authority, a body separate from the city government, for $3.5 million. The developer will build a mixed-use development on the site with 221 multifamily apartments and 5,000 square feet of commercial space. Included in the sale is the 1.4-acre parcel on Pineview Street housing City Hall. The city plans to renovate its municipal court building, adding a second floor to house City Hall personnel. The purchase is a major step in the city's push to redevelop its downtown area. The redevelopment effort began in earnest with the construction of Thurman Springs Park, named for current mayor Al Thurman, which will be adjacent to Novare's development. The city estimates the mixed-use development will eventually be worth $38 million. The news release did not specify whether the residential units would be rentals or for sale, but Mayor Pro Tem and Councilman Henry Lust told the MDJ earlier this year that the city hoped to see homes built in the mid-200s to 300,000 range.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia. Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Personal service is what sets us apart. You're not a number, but at WD Little Mortgage, they'll know you by your name. When you deal with their team, you're dealing with a member of the community, a lifetime Marietta resident. Founded by William D. Little in 1983 to help those in Marietta and Cobb with their mortgage needs. And today, W.D. Little's great niece, Mary Ansley Sutherland, leads the company. Mary Ansley and her team can help you with first mortgages, second mortgages, refinancing, or any other need you may have. Why not take advantage of historically low rates now? Pick up the phone and give her a call. Even if you have a mortgage question, her team is a reference for help. At WD Little Mortgage, Mary Ansley Sutherland and her team love what they do and would love to help you. Look to WD Little Mortgage, your hometown personal lender, just off the square in Marietta. Or call Mary Ansley today at 770-425-6267. Or visit them online at wdlittle.com. WD Little Mortgage, Georgia Residential Mortgage Licensee 5680. NMLS number 169055, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Lemon Street High School's class of 1966 was its largest ever, although how big exactly was a topic of brief debate among its members. Class President James Bennett thought it was 119 strong. One of his classmates suggested there were only 107 graduates that year. What they all agree on, though, is that the all-black school, which closed shortly after their graduation with the integration of Marietta City Schools, was a community, a place where everyone had each other's back. Prior to school integration in the 1960s, Marietta's black student population attended Lemon Street Elementary before crossing the street to Lemon Street High School. The high school building was razed in 1967. The grammar school closed in 1972 and was used for storage until this year, when the renovated elementary school building opened to night classes, an alternative school, and home to the Marietta Performance Learning Center. As the reunion came to a close, Mr. Bennett suggested they meet more frequently. With members of the class in their 70s, the camaraderie and the support network have grown more important than ever before. Dobbins Air Reserve Base Commander Brigadier General Craig McPike was promoted to the rank of General Officer in an on-base ceremony on June 5th. With this promotion, Dobbins became the fifth base in the Air Force Reserve Command to be led by a general officer. Major General William Buck Waldrop Jr., a former vice commander of Robbins Air Force Base in Warner Robbins, presided over the ceremony. Before retiring in 2017, he and Brigadier General McPike worked together several times throughout both of their careers. McPike began his career flying the KC-135 and has more than 3,700 flying hours in tactical, combat, educational, and test operations. He's a graduate of Texas A&M University, where he commissioned through ROTC in 1993. Despite his new role as general officer, he will maintain command of the 94th Airlift Wing. And now it's time for a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
I'm Shannon Ebersole. Around Town with J.K. Murphy is brought to you by Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue West Cobb. What's going on around town, J.K.?
Georgia's sunshine laws require governments to be open and transparent. Those laws were written to pour light into the dark corners of politics so the press and the public can clearly see what's going on as our elected leaders make the rules we all have to live by. The Cobb School Board, though, earlier this week circumvented those sunshine laws when it prevented MDJ senior reporter Thomas Hartwell from observing a public hearing on the fiscal 2022 budget. Here's the situation. Due to COVID, the Cobb Board has closed its meetings to the public and press, requiring those wanting to sit in to do so in an adjacent room where the proceedings are telecast on a TV. But Hartwell immediately questioned administrative members when the live stream of the hearing was not playing in the media room. District spokesperson Nan Keel's answer to Hartwell's inquiry was she wasn't sure whether it was supposed to be streamed or not. In that case, Hartwell asked, could he enter the boardroom and listen in? No, he was told, he could not. When news of the shutout reached the MDJ newsroom, alarm bells sounded, and around town rang up David Hudson, media law expert and attorney for the Georgia Press Association, to get his take. Not surprisingly, Hudson said it was a violation. The public must be admitted in person or by audio-video connection, he said, and yes, that includes the media. Incidentally, it's not just the media who've been shut out from the boardroom for the past year. It's the general public. Residents have only been allowed in the boardroom one at a time to speak during the public comment portion of the meeting and are made to leave immediately after. Keeping the general public outside during board meetings was not unreasonable at the height of the pandemic, but with Superintendent Chris Ragsdale ruling that students, staff, and guests are no longer required to wear masks on school district property effective June 7th, we can't help but wonder if the decision to continue keeping the public outside has more to do with the controlling the meeting than anything pandemic-related. If Truist Park can let 41,000 people into the stadium, you'd think the school board could once again meet the public face-to-face. We expect they will do so for the July session. It was the Reggie Copeland Show at the Marietta City Council's work session earlier this week. The Ward 5 councilman, self-named Game Changer, consumed about an hour of the meeting bickering with his council colleagues on a couple of issues, but the primary topic was a raise for city employees. The recommended budget that was up for a vote included 3% raises for city staff. Copeland wanted a bigger number, 5% raises. The additional 2% would cost taxpayers about $1 million a year. Copeland went back and forth with City Manager Bill Bruton, Mayor Steve Thunder Tumlin, and fellow council members over the issue. Councilwoman Michelle Cooper Kelly questioned why 3% was not enough, citing that in her corner of corporate America, her company hadn't given raises in the past 2 years. The hottest exchange came between Copeland and Councilman Andy Morris. After an exhilarating back and forth, Copeland offered some travel advice for his counterpart. To Morris, he said, "You can take a long walk off a short cliff." Always with a pointed wit, Mayor Tumlin quickly asked, "Does anybody object to that being on consent agenda?" Now, we can only surmise that the game changer meant a long walk off a short pier. Stepping off a short cliff may do no damage at all, depending on how short that cliff is. In any case, Copeland's request for the bigger pay bump did not prevail. With former Cobb GOP Chair Jason Shepherds losing his bid for the top position in the state of Georgia Republican Party, Around Town asked him what was in store next for him politically. He is a volunteer faculty at the Leadership Institute, a nonprofit training conservative activist. Other counties have asked him to train their leadership, and he plans on working with Keep9.org, whose goal is to pass a constitutional amendment enshrining in law the current number of Supreme Court justices, 9. The Constitution does not specify the number of justices the court must have. And now that he is no longer a party officer, Shepherd can weigh in on primary elections. So the first thing he did, he told Around Town, was put a Brian Kemp bumper sticker on his car. Kemp was booed at the state GOP convention, an anger that is misguided, Shepherd said, explaining that had Kemp called a special session to try to overturn the results of the November presidential election, as then-President Donald Trump and conservative activists wanted, the governor would have wasted millions in taxpayer money on something the courts would have immediately shot down. That anti-recount stance certainly cost him some votes down at the GOP convention at Jekyll Island last weekend. If you live in State House District 34 and haven't already voted, make certain you do so Tuesday. 5 candidates are vying to replace Burt Reeves, who resigned the seat to take a position at his alma mater, Georgia Tech. Hoping to succeed Reeves are 2 Republicans, Devin Sebaugh and David Blinkhorn, 2 Democrats, Sam Hensley and Priscilla Smith, and a Libertarian, Chris Neal. It's a jungle election. If no candidate receives a majority of the vote, which will almost certainly be the case, the top 2 vote-getters, regardless of party, will advance to a runoff. Doesn't matter which party they belong to, could be 2 Democrats in the runoff, could be 2 Republicans, could be a Libertarian in there. But remember, Tuesday is the day. If you haven't voted and live in State House District 34, get out to the polls. And that's today's trip around town.
Call 404-997-8655 for your chance at a $50 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenues at West Cobb.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.